Commonwealth Savings Bank of Australia, the bank for all the family, takes pleasure in presenting the show for all the family, Life with Dexter.
Car or a bike or just a rainy day.
Be sure to save the friendly Commonwealth way.
So listen to this advice and start right today
to bank Commonwealth Save, Commonwealth Bank, Commonwealth now.
I'm afraid I've been rather amiss of late because I haven't introduced you to the new member of the Dutton family, namely Lightning. Lightning is a dog. Or rather, we think he's a dog, on account of he slightly resembles one. Young Ashley and Lightning became acquainted on the footpath one Saturday morning when Ashley was on his way home with the shopping.
Now look, fella, I've told you 6 times. It's no good following me home. You don't belong to me. Will you be a good boy and shoo off? I might look like your master, but I'm not. Anyhow, I couldn't look like your master, because my dad says there couldn't be two like me in the world. Oh, go on, fella. Be a good dog and scram. Now, look, you heard me. Now, scram. Go on. Hey, not on the road. Stay on the footpath, you'll get... Oh, come here. Oh, gee, fella, you nearly got bowled over. Oh, poor old boy. Don't you know you have to look both ways before crossing the road? There, when you do cross, stay between the yellow lines. Here, let's see if you've got a name and address on your collar. No collar. Well, that means... Maybe it means you don't belong to anybody. Oh, you don't, eh? Well, that sure sounded like that's right to me. What's wrong now? You hungry? Yeah, well, look, I've got 2 pounds of sausages here, and the butcher gave me one over for good measure, so, well, I reckon it might be okay if I gave you one. Don't be impatient. Now, there. Eat it slowly. I said slowly, you'll get indigestion. Well, I gotta be getting home now. So long, fella. Listen... You'd better not follow me home. I said, don't follow me home. All right. I guess if you follow me home, you follow me home. But, well, no one can say I asked you to.
Jesse, I'm getting peckish. What's for lunch?
Plain, ordinary sausages. But I can't start cooking them till Ashley brings them home. Oh, dear, that boy's always so slow.
Not always, dear. When he saw me cleaning out the garage last Saturday, I noticed him disappear like he was trying to break the sound barrier.
I believe I hear my sweet little brother coming round the side now. And he's talking to himself.
Oh, he must have someone with him. Ashley doesn't talk to himself.
If he did, he'd never be able to answer his own questions.
Hi, I'm home.
And about time, too.
What is that? Dad, you'll hurt his feelings. You mustn't say, what is that? You should say, who is he?
Well, never mind who he is. Get it out of here.
Oh, Mom.
Is it animal, vegetable, or mineral?
Where did you get him, her, or it?
He's a he, and he's a poor, lonely fellow with no collar, no home, and no master. He's practically dying of starvation.
Him and me both. But you'll have to get rid of him, son. We're not going to be saddled with a dog again.
Definitely not. You've had 2 dogs in the past and been unlucky with both of them. No more, thank you.
No.
Oh, Mum, please, let's discuss it rationalistically. I've always wanted another dog, and, well, this bloke took a shine to me as soon as we met. Well, Dad, you're a man, so surely you can understand a boy's best friend is a dog.
I was always led to believe a boy's best friend is his mother.
Yeah, well, we're about on a par.
Thank you very much.
Ashley, there is no point discussing the matter any further. Your mother, Janie, and I all feel we don't want another flea bag around the house.
Oh, now you've gone and hurt his feelings.
Look, there's one thing Ashley's overlooking. The poor animal must belong to somebody and have to be returned to his owner.
He's nothing but a stray without a collar. Now look for yourselves. Can you see any collar?
No, no, I can't, but it wouldn't surprise me if you removed it and tossed it down a drain.
Oh, Dexter, I'm sure he wouldn't do that. Would you?
Well, I should say not. Now look, family, before you make any rash decisions, let's talk over the advantages of owning a dog. Well, first of all, a dog is a pet. And every child should have at least one pet.
You've got 17 pets in the mud hole in the back, and they all croak.
But you don't count my frogs as pets. Anyway, there are 41, including the tadpoles.
Look, I suggest we drop the subject now and discuss it after lunch. It's almost 12:30 and I haven't started cooking. Where are the sausages?
The sausages. You mean the sausages for lunch?
Your mother doesn't mean the sausages for the wedding breakfast. Where are the sausages?
Ah, those. Yes, I accidentally dropped the parcel as I was coming in the front gate.
Dropped the... Well, then why didn't you pick it up?
Well, Mum, I tried to, but before I could... Well,
don't tell us. We know.
Oh, Ashley,
I started.
Apparently, if anyone goes without lunch today in the Dutton household, it certainly won't be the dog. And when you come to think of it, not only dogs, but animals generally are pretty good when it comes to looking after their future. Bees save honey, dogs save bones, squirrels save nuts, and camels save water, and so it goes on. In fact, we can learn a lot about saving from the animals, because what they don't need today, they save for the time when they will need it. And that's what the Commonwealth Savings Bank asked you to do. If you spend your money as fast as you get it, you end up with none of the worthwhile things in life. On the other hand, if you make regular deposits to a Commonwealth Savings Bank account, you always have ready money. That money you can use to buy a bargain, to take advantage of an opportunity, or to do anything to give you greater happiness. So open a Commonwealth Savings Bank account next payday, and from then on, week by week, Bank Commonwealth.
Jesse, you and Janie had better come with me. We've got to be firm about this.
Yes, dear.
Yes, Daddy.
I don't know if I can walk to the back of the yard. My legs are weak from lack of food.
Oh, Daddy, you had 2 boiled eggs, and they say 2 eggs are equal to a pound of steak.
Do they? Maybe we can have a boiled egg and kidney pie sometime.
Oh, boy, he likes this place. He's really at home.
Well, son, I've been giving it a lot of thought during lunch. Lunch. And I've come to the conclusion the dog must surely belong to someone. It's up to us to find out who.
Well, Daddy, how can you say that? He's got no collar, no name, and no place to go.
No, name. That is the vital clue. If he's got a name, he'll answer to it. And I'll bet he's got a very ordinary, everyday doggy name.
Like Rover or Towser.
Or Toby.
He hasn't any name.
We'll see. And if he has, we're obliged to find the owner. Now, Ashley, just leave this to me, and I'll try to prompt the animal. Toby. Come on, Toby. Look at that. Look, I fluked his name first go.
Oh, do you really think so?
I'm sure so.
Here, Marmaduke Algernon Fortescue. Now, are you sure, Dad?
Looks like your idea wasn't very successful.
Well, either that or his name's Toby Marmaduke Algernon Fortescue.
Now, Ashley, it's time for bed. Off you go.
Oh, gee, Mum, but tomorrow's Sunday. Can't I stay up and argue with Dad a while longer?
Your mother said go to bed. I don't wish to discuss the dog any further.
Dad, you don't know what you're doing to a poor boy's heart. Lightning and I have become firm friends in a few short hours.
Ashley, did you say Lightning?
Lightning?
Yes, I call him that because he's so slow and sure, like a real gun dog when it's pointing its nose.
Wish that this one had point its nose for home and go. Lightning, what a ridiculous name.
Dad, it's not ridiculous. I call him Lightning in the same way Mr. Wilmot often calls you the Brain.
The Brain? That's quite enough of that. Thank you very much.
Look, Dad, may I just make one request before I go to bed?
Oh.
No one's on my side about the dog.
I'm on your side, Death Adder. I like the old mutt.
Well, come on. What's the request?
Only this. If I can prove Lightning is a useful dog and very handy to have around the house, will you let me keep him then?
How do you prove him useful? Will you teach him to clean out the garage every Saturday?
Heck no.
He didn't clean out the garage this afternoon. No, on the contrary.
I have a feeling Lightning's a born watchdog. Every house should have a watchdog. Who knows when we might be visited by prowlers and burglars and peeping toms.
There's a lot of sense in that, Daddy.
It's real sense. I spent an hour this afternoon teaching Lightning that he must bark when a stranger comes in the gate. I tried him out on the insurance salesman. You should have heard him bark.
The dog or the salesman? Ashley, we'll discuss the matter tomorrow if the dog hasn't wandered off by then. Now you and Janie take yourselves off to bed.
Okay. Night, Dad. Good night, Mum.
Well, I'm going to bed, too. Aren't you coming, dear?
Well, I'll be up in a few minutes, dear. I have to finish this work for KG tonight.
Good night, Daddy, darling.
Night, Janie. Ashley, where did you leave the dog?
I made a bed for him out back in the laundry, but the door's open. He's not locked in.
All right. Good night, all. Oh, now to finish my work in a bit of peace. Let me see, where was I? Oh, yes, the orders from Jordan's. If I send them a list of our latest stock, I should have... Oh, no. If this is one of Janie's boyfriends, he'll get short notice from me. Hello.
Dexter, it's KG. You awake?
Well, certainly I'm awake. I'm answering the phone, aren't I?
Which doesn't mean a thing. I've seen you run for a bus sound asleep. Is the family in bed?
Yes, they just went. I'm working overtime here by myself for overtime money, which you're a long time overtime paying me.
Well, never mind that. Did you pick up those dress material samples on your way home this evening?
Yes, they're in a folder here with me now.
Good. I'm just about to leave the club for home. Don't go to bed till I call in and take a look at the samples.
What? You're just leaving the club? It'll take you at least an hour to get here. Oh, it's after 10. I expect to be asleep in 15 minutes.
Well, Dexter, let's leave it this way. If you're asleep when I get there, I won't wake you up.
You won't?
No, I'll let you go on sleeping.
You will?
Yes. For eternity.
By the light of the silvery moon, I'll sit and spoon to my honey I'll croon. Well, at least there's a light on in Dexter's living room. He hasn't gone to bed. By the light of the silvery moon, I'll sit and spoon.
KG, he's let go. I'm afraid he's taken a large chunk out of your trousers.
And a small chunk out of my leg.
Dexter, what's the matter? What happened?
What is it, Daddy?
Gee, Dad, did Lightning catch a burglar?
No, it's KG.
Mr. Burglar!
Dexter, am I to understand this beast belongs to you?
Well, no. I mean, that is not exactly... I mean, he's not ours, no.
Yes, he is. He's mine. At least for tonight, he's mine. Gee, Mr. Wilmot, I'm sorry about what happened, but I didn't know you were coming here tonight. I've trained Lightning to attack burglars, and, well, you do look like a burglar.
What?
Ashley! Well, I mean, anybody looks like a burglar to a dog.
Ashley, I just knew we should have got rid of this mutt this afternoon. KG, please understand, I didn't want to keep the dog.
Ah, so it is a dog. I'd have sworn it was a Bengal tiger.
No, he's definitely a member of the canine family.
He is not. We don't know who he belongs to.
Ashley, you'd better go back to bed.
Oh, but gee, Mum, I have to stay up and stick the Lightning. Really, Mr. Wilmot, he didn't mean it.
Oh, that's all right, son. If I'd known you had a dog, I wouldn't have come in till I made friends with him. I'm only annoyed with your father for not telling me about him on the phone.
I didn't give it a thought. If I had, I would definitely have... I don't know whether I would or not.
Dexter!
Well, I...
Here, boy, come and make friends. That's the fella, that's a good dog. Look, Ashley, he likes me already.
Well, sure he does, Mr. Wilmot.
You're a good fella. You'll never snap at KG again, will you, boy?
He couldn't, even if he wanted to. Remember the old saying, lightning never strikes twice in the same place?
Well, I guess I got to get used to being greeted by four members of the family now.
That's right. Only 3 days with us and lightning's taken over the whole house. I must admit he's good company for me during the day.
And you like him now, too, don't you, Dad?
I'd better say yes, or he might take a piece out of my trousers.
Oh, he'll never do that again. Ashley and I have trained him to bark at strangers, but not to bite.
I must say that's rather a pity in a way. Couldn't you get him to distinguish between friendly strangers and others, like prowlers and income tax collectors?
Dexter, don't be silly. The children have done a wonderful job training Lightning to be an obedient dog. They had him jumping through a hoop this afternoon.
And that isn't all. We taught him to bring the morning paper from the front lawn round to the back door.
You did?
From now on, Daddy, every morning you'll only have to open the back door and your paper will be neatly sitting on the doorstep.
Oh, that's wonderful. But he didn't do it this morning.
Oh, we only taught Lightning the trick today. He'll be on the job from tomorrow morning. And another thing, Dad, you'll never guess what.
What?
I've got an application here to fill in to enter Lightning in next Saturday's dog show.
Dog show.
Oh, Ashley, you're not serious.
Ashley, you can't do that. Lightning's not a thoroughbred.
Oh, he must be. I showed him to Mr. Cartwright today, and Mr. Cartwright's one of the dog show judges. He told me Lightning has a very good chance of winning one of the sections.
Cartwright actually said that?
Cross my heart and spit my chewing gum.
Oh, don't say that.
Death Adder, if I were you, I wouldn't fill in an application. You'll be awfully disappointed.
I won't. I know Lightning's a thoroughbred.
Look, dear, how can he be? No one knows what brand of dog he is.
The judges will know what brand he is.
I know what brand he is. It's an alcoholic beverage. Ashley, would you please pass the toast?
Oh, sure, Dad. Oh, Dad.
Yeah?
When you've got a few minutes to spare, would you help me fill in my application form?
Oh, that application form. Look, well, I suppose I'll do it if you're set on making a fool of yourself.
Oh, Dad, how can I? When Mr. Cartwright said Lightning might easily win one of the sections.
Dexter, let him do it. The boy has to learn.
Well, I'm very fond of Lightning, but I'm not showing my face at that dog show on Saturday.
Oh, why don't you? You might win the Cocker Spaniel section.
That's enough.
That's quite enough. Well, where's the morning paper? Did anybody bring it in?
Oh, Slither and Jellyfish. I completely forgot. It'll be on the back doorstep with Lightning curled up alongside it. Hey, come on, Dad. See for yourself.
This I must see.
When I open the door, there it'll be. Watch. You see, Dad? Right on the...
Suffering Catfish. Oh, no.
What's wrong?
Dexter, what is it? Is the paper there?
Yes, Jesse, it's here all right. Together with every other morning paper in Asheville.
Judging by what we've just heard, Ashley's dog is working pretty hard in his interests. And by the same token, the Commonwealth Savings Bank is working very hard in your interests. Every week, more and more offices of the Commonwealth Savings Bank are being opened throughout Australia. In fact, there are now over 7,000 offices of the Commonwealth Savings Bank. At any of these, you may open an account and receive the best in savings bank service. At any Commonwealth Savings Bank office, too, you may use your account no matter where you opened it. From this you can see that the Commonwealth Savings Bank does everything it can to make saving easier for you. If you have not yet opened a Commonwealth Savings Bank account, don't put it off any longer. Open an account this payday, and from then on, week by week, Bank Commonwealth.
Jesse?
Oh, Kimberly, go straight through. Dexter's in the living room with Ashley, filling in a form.
Oh, good.
Kimberly, your leg, you're limping.
Oh, nothing at all, Jesse. It'll be right as rain in a year or two.
here's Mr. Wilmot, Dad. He might help us.
Oh, hello, KG. I'm just about to help fill in an application form for the dog.
Application for what? Membership to the country club?
I'm entering Lightning in the dog show Saturday. I reckon he's got a good chance, don't you?
If there are points awarded for sharp teeth, he'll walk it in.
Oh, Lightning's given away all his bad habits. He doesn't bite anyone now, and he doesn't collect newspapers. He's really well-bred.
He's well-fed, I know that. Well, come on, let's fill in this form and get it over with. You've already filled in your name and address. What's next?
Well, this line here. State the animal's name, sex, and breed.
Name, sex, and breed. I'm stumped already.
No, you're not. Put down Lightning, male, and question mark.
Oh, gee, thanks, Mr. Wilmot. You got that, Dad?
Yeah, wait a minute. Yeah, all right. What about the next phase? Details of pedigree.
Oh, brother.
What does pedigree mean?
Well, Ashley, it means for one thing, Lightning doesn't have one.
He does. I washed and brushed him today, and he's got everything a dog should have.
You gave him a good old scrub up on the pedigree, eh?
Well, Ashley, the pedigree is the dog's ancestry. The history of his family and his antecedents.
His anti-waters?
His antecedents. How can I explain it? It's the dog's family tree.
Oh, Dad, this is only the Asheville Dog Show. I know most of the dogs around here, and none of them have a special family tree.
Of course they don't, Dexter.
Oh, by a family tree, I mean the background of the family. For example, we Duttons have an historical family background. My father once told me he went all the way back to Governor Philip.
What for? To apologize.
Look, Ashley, all I can put in the space is pedigree not known.
You could ask the dog if he remembers his mother and father.
Pedigree not known. Ashley, won't you consider this crazy idea? Lightning's nothing but a friendly stray mutt.
He's not a mutt. Mr. Cartwright reckons he's all right. I should have asked him about Lightning's breed, but I forgot. I'll ask him for sure next time I see him.
Dexter, let the boy enter his dog. It doesn't cost much.
Well, I... cost much. It doesn't cost anything, does it?
Well, hardly anything, Dad. There's a mere paltry 5 shillings entrance fee, that's all.
5 shillings entrance fee? Well, I know one thing. It'll be the first time in history anyone's paid more for the entrance fee than the value of the dog.
Goodbye, family. Wish us luck.
Yeah, good luck, son.
Good luck.
Good luck.
Yeah, Dad. Ashley, are you sure you don't want one of us to come with you?
Oh, no, thanks. We'd rather be on our own. We'll surprise you when we get home.
Well, just don't be too disappointed if you find out that thing's not very well bred. Did you brush your hair?
Yes, Mom.
Clean your teeth?
Yes, Mom.
You got a clean handkerchief?
Yes, Mom, and I've even washed behind my ears.
He'd have to be spruced up today, Jesse. Otherwise, the dog would show him up.
Mummy, isn't it about time Ashley was home?
Yes, dear, it's after 5. Oh, dear, I hope he's not dreadfully disappointed.
Well, Jesse, as you said yourself, the boy has to learn to take disappointments.
Oh, he's coming in the front gate now. I'll open the door.
Well, hi, family. We're home.
What happened?
You didn't win a prize.
Ha, 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 ha. Not much we didn't. Would you kindly cast your papers on the beaut new studded collar Lightning's wearing?
What?
Oh, well, Ashley!
Boy, that's cool. Real cool.
I'll say, Lightning won first prize in the special section. Didn't you, fella?
Ashley, you mean to say that the dog's well-bred and we didn't know it?
Mm-hmm, that's right. After I collected my prize, I went and had a quiet talk with Mr. Cartwright. And he told me that no dog could come near Lightning in the special section.
Yeah, but did Cartwright tell you the dog's breed?
Sure.
Okay, well, come on, don't keep us in suspense. What is it?
For your information, Lightning is a purebred Pomerantian Cocker Terrier.
Wonders will never cease. The dog won a prize after all. You know, I'd like to hear more about that dog show. Just hold on. I'll see if I can get Ashley over here for a minute. Ah, here he comes. Ashley.
Oh, hi, Mr. Dunn. What do you think about my Pomerantian Cocker Terrier?
I reckon he's some dog. Congratulations, Ashley, on his winning the prize.
Oh, gee, thanks, Mr. Dunn. Between you and me, I reckon we were robbed.
Robbed? How do you mean?
Well, I thought that if Lightning won, I'd at least get 10 guineas.
Oh, I get it. You wanted the cash, eh?
I'll say, I was counting on socking it away in my savings account.
Oh, well, it can't be helped. And by the way, Ashley, how's that account going?
Oh, it's growing every week. You know, Mr. Dunn, I really enjoy saving with the Commonwealth Savings Bank.
I'm sure you do. And so do millions of other people who week by week...
Let me say it, Mr. Dunn. Bank Commonwealth.
Good laugh.
If money can buy it, saving will get it. So Bank Commonwealth now.
For a car or a bike or just a rainy day,
be sure to save the friendly Commonwealth way.
So listen to this advice and start right today
to Bank Commonwealth. Save Commonwealth Bank Commonwealth now.
Life with Dix is produced by Noel Judd and written by Willie Fennell. And this is John Dunn inviting you to enjoy Life with Dix at the same time next week from this station. And remember, you'll always enjoy life with a Commonwealth Savings Bank account.